Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 280. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm a Muppet.
Tony's a Muppet. And Fozzie.
My nickname is Fozzie. You cannot be a Muppet. I am the Muppet here.
You just told me I'm a Muppet.
Oh, yeah.
It's your fault that I am a Muppet.
Nah.
You made me into a Muppet. Someone draw me as a Muppet.
Yeah.
Somebody draw Tony as a Muppet.
A Muppet.
And Jeff is here as well. I want to be a Muppet baby. Muppet baby, alright. Fuck yeah. Babies. That was my shit when I was a kid. I didn't care about the Muppets at all. I was Muppet babies. I know that's weird, but... So, yeah. I mean, I liked both.
Muppet babies is life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was that... Like, hey, it's Saturday morning. Here's my Muppet fix. Yeah. Well, that's the weird thing for me. Is like, I never watched the actual Muppets. Like, that was how I knew
the Muppets. Your experience of the Muppets.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very strange.
I know it is.
You killed Jim Henson, didn't you?
No. Would never.
I should go on and get Ori and the Blind Forest for $10.
Whoa, you're eating into their... You're falling to their trap, sir.
No, right? It's not a trap.
It's a trap.
I can't do that. I already Black Friday. I can't Black Friday anymore.
I didn't Black Friday.
You can't Black Friday anymore.
It's not even Black Friday or Cyber Monday. It's just like this...
It's like a week. Like, it's like a season. It's like Lent.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got... So it was like Cyber Monday was Monday. And then I wake up on Tuesday and it's like Cyber Tuesday sales. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, yeah. No, they just kept calling it Cyber Monday. I was like, it's not Monday, you fucks. It's like
it's not Black Friday when it's right. Saturday. Come on.
Even Amazon still has Cyber Monday deals. Like, at least call it Cyber Week or something. Not Cyber Monday. It's not even
terrible.
Like a big
just term. Call it Black November.
It's really bad. Like, even like Thanksgiving, is it really off limits anymore? You leave it like, or like there's deals going on at like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, isn't this the season to be like thankful and giving and not?
I'm thankful for getting a discounted Darth Vader toaster.
Like, I gotta save them $20.
I bought all the Lego Dimensions things. I bought all of them.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I think, was there a good deal on them?
It's going to be Toys R Us had them buy one, get one 40% off.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I want to play that. I will probably wait till after you and your children play it, though. See how that goes. You guys really like the Lego games, though.
We do. We're big fans.
So that's cool. Anyway, the Game Awards happened.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Right? I was not enamored with the show, so I stopped watching about 5 minutes in.
They're terrible. They're awful. I don't understand.
No, they weren't that bad, dude. They weren't bad. It wasn't bad. It moved along quicker than most award shows. I don't know. I didn't think it was terrible at all. Some of the announcements were kind of cool, I guess. Don't be hate.
Nothing.
What did they announce? Did they announce anything cool?
No. Psychonauts.
Yeah. Do you like Psychonauts? I don't know. Do people still like it? I have like one friend.
So do we want the announcements? Do we know what they announced?
I want announcements. Okay.
I have no
so,
idea.
Shaq Fu, the
hey,
sequel.
I can't believe oh yeah.
That was announced.
Best.
Another Telltale game. This one starring Batman. So. Psychonauts 2 is in development. You can crowdfund it on Fig.
Fig it. You can become an investor, which is what, like, I've always wanted to do with these things. Always.
I mean, you'd have to have a good chunk of money right now.
Yeah, you need at least 500 minimum to get in on that ground level.
Yeah.
And I was playing that slider, I was like, but you can make, like, probably make a couple hundred bucks. So if you have $500,000 just laying around, you can make a couple hundred thousand dollars doing nothing.
Or you could
lose
a couple
hundred thousand.
What? Or you could lose a couple hundred thousand.
Well, no. Because then you don't. The rich do not become richer, and that's not how the saying goes. It says the rich become richer.
I mean, I think if you're investing in Psychonauts 2, you're probably not going to make your money back.
Yeah.
Oh, saucy.
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with
You don't think
Psychonauts.
that? I think even their break even was only like 700,000. You don't think they'll hit that?
It might. Maybe. I mean, that's really low, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It might be high for a game of that type, though, honestly.
It
Like.
could be. Yeah, Psychonauts like came out during a time where like people are really stupid, and the problem with this is like, okay, so I was like tempted, well, not to invest, but like looking at it, but the estimated time for this to come out is 2018. Like that's so like you can't even think about that. Like think about all the things that happen between now
So,
and then.
what you're telling me they need, like, if they make 700,000, they'll break even.
Yeah, well, yeah. So if you go on that FIG site, and then you go to like the investor portion of it or whatever it may be, it actually has like it's pretty cool. It has like a slider, and it says, okay, this is an example. If you put $500 down, what you can anticipate getting back as an investment.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm actually now curious. Let's see.
Because I remember like Psychonauts, the first one, being very like critically acclaimed, but I also remember Tim Schafer like saying nobody bought that game at all.
Well,
Well,
yeah.
yeah, nobody did. I bought it. Like I bought it
You
like
were the
years
one.
later. Like
You weren't.
Yeah, I bought it.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it. I know, look, I know a lot of people that we know like really liked it, and
Right.
the critics liked it. I just, for whatever reason, I found it boring as shit. I never really liked any of their games, so.
Right.
But you know, good for people who want it.
Yeah, I mean that's. It's weird that that's coming
So,
before Beyond
okay.
Good and Evil 2, but. Not that
Well, yeah.
they're by the same, they're not by the same developer, but I'm
But
just
that's
saying.
another kind of in the same category
Yeah.
where it was like really loved by a small minority.
Yeah, and it's just
And
there's not, and that game
God.
probably would cost way more to make now, so.
So
Ubisoft
check it out.
with that fucking thing too. Like they just teased us and teased us, and it's never gonna happen.
Nope.
Those fucking bastards.
Nope. All right, Fozzie.
All right. So if you invest 500,
Right.
now this is the interesting thing about this too, is because it says average wholesale of $21. So what exactly does that mean? I don't know. I'm not in the biz. But it says that if the average wholesale is at $21, they need to sell 693,000 copies and some change. And that's how you break even. Now they're saying that Psychonaut figures, they hit like 1.7 in its lifetime. And so if you get that, if you hit the same figure Psychonaut did, you get $800 in return. But again, like, how long is this investment? Is this like for life? Like every time?
Right, because
Like, are you getting
the
this
original
like?
Psychonauts came out in 2005, so
Right.
like, are you gonna make $800 over 10 years? Like,
Right.
That sounds
Exactly.
like a great investment.
right.
It's like, do I want? But again, like, at least they're kind of like, obviously, no one's anticipating you're going to become a millionaire if you put a $500 investment in
Right,
something,
true.
right? Like, anytime you have to invest in something like this, essentially, if you put $50,000, though, I mean, you're going to get a few grand back, probably, is what you're hoping for. So, I mean, again, you have to anticipate that, yeah, obviously, if you only put $500 down, you're not going to get a huge investment. But it's at least kind of cool because at least you kind of feel like you have maybe not some say in it, but there is definitely, first off, it's kind of a win for them because it's like, all right, well, I'm going to tell everyone I know about this game, so it helps the games get sold. So, yeah. I think it's pretty smart to go this way instead of the original, like, or like, the usual, like, Kickstarter or
Yeah,
whatever.
it's better than Kickstarter. At least you get something out of it if the
Right.
game is
Right.
successful.
But, I mean, you can go the Kickstarter route too, where it's like there are incentives, like there's a $10,000 goal or whatever. So, But yeah, I mean, let's see. He already has $330,000. Obviously, that's
But
mainly because of tonight.
so I'm reading the Polygon article on it, and here I'll read this piece here. All Schaefer can say is at the moment they're willing to contribute to the po to the project has already been locked in. Schaefer told Polygon that the estimated budget for Psychonauts 2 is in the same ballpark as the original game, which was between 10 and 13 and a half million dollars.
That doesn't even make sense.
Boy.
Why would they estimate? Why would they pay the same amount that was the original game? Game development costs have exploded.
Well, I mean, maybe part of that budget was for creating the engine at that time, and they don't have to do that because maybe they already have an engine that they're going to use. I mean, we don't know, but they might also not be putting as many people on the team,
Right.
which could be, you know.
It's gonna look like Psychonauts 1. Don't worry, guys.
Right, and they're also making a 2005 game. I don't know. I'm gonna take a wait and see on that because Fozzie just said that they're not expecting it until 2018. So,
Right.
do not hold your breath.
Yeah, and I mean that's their goal that they're hoping to hit. And that's the problem with like Kickstarters and everything. So this is great for the cult following that follows it,
Yeah,
but
gives me 2 years to finish the original game too.
I mean, don't you need to, yeah, and don't you need to hit like 25% on your first, like I know there's like a like kind of a graph or whatever as far as what you need to hit when you want to hit everything. So I don't know. Like as far as like Kickstarter campaigns go,
Right.
it's
I'm sure,
only
like,
10%.
if anything, I mean, we're not exactly the biggest Double Fine fans here. I mean, we like some of their stuff, I guess. But if anything, Tim Schafer's not an idiot. So
No.
he does, like, he's been able to keep his company in business far longer than other independent developers. So he knows business at the very least.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see, what else was announced? They showed a trailer for Far Cry Primal.
Ooh.
Which,
Looks
yeah,
pretty.
looks more Far Cry, just, again, a little bit different setting.
I guess they also showed a new Quantum Break trailer.
Meh.
I'm excited for that one, but I enjoy Remedy's
It has
games.
Iceman, though.
The trailer wasn't, I thought,
Wasn't
meh.
impressive. I didn't see the trailer, so I just like that game sounds cool to me.
Dude, you know what they showed that looked incredible? Like the trailer they showed was Uncharted 4. Like, oh my god, it looked good.
All right, you probably will hate it though, because you didn't like the other Uncharted, right?
No, I only really played 2 and I thought it was good.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you like 2, hopefully this is like that, because
Like it looked
3
like a
wasn't good.
reason. It looked like a reason to have that PS4 that I have. So,
Yeah, I would like a reason for it.
yeah, be
Because
nice.
Rocket League is coming to Xbox One, so that's no
Woo!
longer a reason to have a
And it
PS4.
had like Halo vehicles
Oh
and
my
really
God!
had a
Yeah.
Warthog.
Sign me
But
up.
as soon as I saw that, I was like, I kind of want to buy this again.
Oh, that's
But
awesome.
yeah, like the Warthog just looked awesome. But just really quick, going back to Uncharted. Man, I don't mean to hate on all you Tomb Raider like fanboys out there, fangirls, but like just watching that like cinematic, like I already felt more connected with all the characters there that I even saw like 30 seconds for than I ever have in any of the past two games with Tomb Raider. I mean, they know how to, like, as far as character development, it's there, as opposed to like,
Is it
the
character development or is it
It's just like
character?
the it's
Like,
it's
it's a
just
different
like
way
the
of
way that they
development.
interact with each other. Like it feels natural.
I guess. I would say this though. I thought like it was better looking than the new Tomb Raider. The new Tomb Raider looks incredible. Like
Fun.
graphically, like holy shit, Uncharted 4 looks like it costs $1 billion.
Yeah, it looks sharp for sure.
I
But
mean,
again.
that's something Naughty Dog does really well, so they
Oh yeah.
definitely squeeze the power out of the system they're working
Yeah. Looks good. Want
on. And that was really it for announcements, at least from what I'm seeing Polygon had reported, so I guess they kind of showed off a little bit about the Halo, like the next update for Halo 5, which is coming shortly.
I felt like there was they showed off like some new game near the end, but I don't know what it was because we were recording Movie Dudes, but I don't know. I feel like there's some other stuff in there that we're not thinking of.
Oh, The Walking Dead Michonne. That was the last one they have listed here.
It looks like there was like an action type game. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard for me. It's hard to like pinpoint what it is.
So Telltale has at least two new games next year.
Oh, God. Really, I wish.
And by new, I mean exactly the same as.
Stop it.
It's too much. It's too much. Like, dude. It's no longer special when you have like six different Telltale games going at a time. You have to wait months between them. They're doing no improvements to the quality of their games. Like,
right, they still run they did for The Walking Dead, you know, 5 years ago. So
I'm kind of over it. Like, I'm going to finish Game of Thrones and see ya. Like, I'm out.
I mean, I'll probably continue to play them, but they're not any. You're right. There's nothing special about a new Telltale game. At this point, they are making a Telltale game of everything, probably one of you going to the bathroom. So
it's like, what, there was at least, what, three Telltale series going this year?
They had the Tales from the Borderlands, the Game of Thrones, and Minecraft.
Yeah, it's like, dude, that's fucking insane. Like, yep.
And it looks like they're going to have at least two for next year, so.
Boo! Fuck you, Telltale.
I mean, I don't know about that, but
make your shit better. Focus on one thing.
It just like I just wish that they had like a set schedule or something with just like, okay, this week will be, you know, this series or whatever, because they do have enough. Like, how many franchises do they have?
That's the thing, is it's at that point.
Like eight or like there's, I mean, there's enough where like they can have like their own network of like video game, you know, TV shows or whatever. So
yeah, I mean, you're talking, so they got The Walking Dead, they have Game of Thrones, they have Fables, they have Minecraft, they have Tales from the Borderlands, now they have Batman. Six right there.
And I think the thing with me is that I've only enjoyed Telltale games when I've played them straight through, because at least they were in my head enough. So like, they really don't understand this, like, what needs to happen with timed games, right? Like, as far as like these episodic games.
I don't even think it's not just them that doesn't understand it. Cause, like,
it's anyone really, except for the Resident Evil guys. Like, fucking, right, they're the only like, in it. For that game, it didn't need that. But whatever. It's...
They did it. I mean, they did it weirdly, but they definitely. They made a game and then cut it into four pieces and released it, as opposed to making like these hour and a half segments and then, oh, well, we're going to release this one this month, and then we plan to release another, but oh, it will be 5 months from now. Like,
and then at that point, like, I was really invested. Like, I remember last year for Game of the Year, like, I'm like, dude, Game of Thrones needs to be up there. Like, we need to put Game of Thrones up there. And you're like, just, you know, it's not even done yet. You have to wait.
I mean, it just finished this
year. And, like, I haven't paid attention to it. I think that the series finale just came out, or it did come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I haven't heard it yet. And
it's a shame, because, like, I was so heavily invested in that game. I'm like, this is great. I'm really into it. Like, I like all the characters, but, I mean, I remember, obviously, like, the things that happened, but it's just, it takes out all like the excitement and the like that's what makes TV shows so great, is that one week like salivating and being like, and even when you have to wait 2 weeks, like, that's torture. Like, imagine if people had to wait 2 months for like the next like TV show they love. Like, they'd be like, fuck off, like, we're not going to wait that long. It's bullshit.
It is too long. And, like, to me, I do forget what's going on. I've played so many things and watched so many movies in between that I'm just like,
right. No, like,
what minute, happened like, this in this hour and a half that I played, you know, 9 weeks ago?
I spend half the new episode going, oh yeah, I kind of remember, yeah, that, yeah. Like, it's like, right. And I'm not, like, chomping at the bit like I would be. Like, I could have played the finale for Game of Thrones when it came out, like, what, a week ago?
Right.
And I still haven't even downloaded it yet because I'm just right. like,
yeah, exactly.
And I have the season, like, I don't have to pay any money for it. That's
yeah,
like,
I have it.
Just like, I think that, yeah, like, episode game, like, even Life is Strange, I could not get into it because it's a great game, but... It
took too long.
It's just, yeah, it takes too long. Like, but that's the thing is that, like, Walking Dead Season 1 I played just straight through over a couple weeks. And I'm like, fuck, this is amazing. And then, like, what's the fairy tale? The
Fables.
Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, the Wolf Among Us.
I love The Wolf Among Us. But if I had to wait, like, 2 months for everything
right.
that came out, like, I... Just either give it to us all at once or do it right, where it's like the max you wait is 2 weeks or something.
They're not quite on a set schedule with Minecraft, but you know that one.
The just, one people least care about.
Like, yeah, they're releasing them at a rather rapid clip for them. Like it's only been out for like 7 weeks and they've already released 3 episodes. So. Like they're doing a good job of getting that out there, but it is the one that probably nobody cares about because Minecraft doesn't have a story. So,
right,
it's you have to come into it, and it's actually really good like by itself. But
maybe the schedule's a little faster with that one too because they knew they had to like keep kids' attention. Like,
well, and you know, I think, like yeah, and. Maybe it's just like, hey, we have these people that we signed on to do this, and we're going to do it right now. Like, get it all done. We have everything written, everything processed, and we're building it in Minecraft, so it's just blocks.
What?
I don't know. Anyway, that's Telltale. And then there were some awards given out.
Yeah.
We want to go over those.
Sure.
All right, the best family game went to Super Mario Maker.
Woo!
Make your own family game.
Come on now, be nice.
I don't know who was. Let's see, who was nominated?
Oh yeah, who else was in that category? Was
that was one of those
Lego Dimensions, Skylanders.
That was like,
yeah,
televised award or whatever. That was not part of the main show.
Disney, you know, Infinity 3, Lego Dimensions, Skylanders, and Splatoon.
I can see you, Mario, like why that would be chosen.
Sure.
Spans generations, you know, like both adults and kids know Mario. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Best fighting game. The nominees for that were Guilty Gear, Exord Sign, Mortal Kombat X, Rise of the Incarnates, and Rising Thunder. That went to Mortal Kombat.
Huge surprise.
Right.
I haven't heard of the other ones.
Best multiplayer nominees were Call of Duty, Destiny, Halo, Rocket League, and Splatoon, with that going to Splatoon.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that didn't go to Rocket League.
Honestly, in my mind, and I have not played Rocket League, but in my mind, it was between them. They were the only two that were kind of new.
Right. Like, that when I was talking with Chris from RetroCore, like, it was like, Call of Duty, Destiny, and Halo had no chance. Like, they, like, you know, they're arguably really good from a certain perspective, but they're not new. Like, there's nothing.
Honestly,
new
though,
there.
In the old VGAs, Call of Duty would have won. You know what I mean? Like,
but would it have? Because this is the exact same group of people voting.
It's the exact same group. Call of Duty win that shit. Like, I don't know.
But it was also like up against like the same thing. Like, I mean, they had Rocket League and Splatoon in there this year, which is probably. They're the ones that threw it off because, you know, Destiny, Halo, and Call of Duty are going to split their votes. I think, like, Rocket League and Splatoon are different enough that they're the ones that definitely were the front runners there.
I don't know. I'm really happy Splatoon won, though. It is a really cool take on a genre, and it seems like it didn't have legs for me for very long, but it seems like people are still playing, and they are still supporting the game, and I don't know. It's a new franchise from Nintendo that I think is going to stick around, so I think it earned it. I don't know.
I hope it whatever they do next is better and more fleshed out and
easier. Yeah, only old dudes on my timeline like that Splatoon win anyway. So,
like, I don't like. I think there is a good core there. I think that, you know, in classic Nintendo fashion, they made it virtually impossible for you to play with your friends to start with, and like that's what you want to play shooters with. Like, I don't just want to play randoms. Like, I tried to play with Jeff, and it would not, like, it maybe connect me for one match, and then it would put me against Jeff, and then it wouldn't even have me in the same lobby as Jeff.
Yeah,
like, fuck that game. Like,
I don't know if they even
fixed that. Any of yeah, that.
They might have. I might have remembered them doing something. Yeah, I mean that's Nintendo. They still, in general, have to do a better job with online. But as far as like an online multiplayer, like their first stab at like an online multiplayer shooter, it's like uniquely Nintendo. You know, like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
And yeah, I do hope that they. I hope they go bigger with the campaign next time and just have more modes and stuff right off the bat. But the thing that'd be interesting though to me though is how they'll do it without a gamepad, because a lot of like I love being able to jump across the map by tapping the gamepad, and also the fact that you see the map at all times and who's winning. Like, I guess you could get by without those things, but it'll feel weird if they do it on their next system and their next system doesn't have a gamepad. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens with it.
Best mobile handheld game. I'm not going to... I mean, I guess I'll go over the nominees. Downwell. I never heard of that. Fallout Shelter. Lara Croft Go. Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. And Pac-Man 256. That one went to Lara Croft Go.
I heard it's awesome.
Lara Croft Go is really good.
You played it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Tony played Hitman Go last year, right?
Yep. Which is
yeah.
Really good, though.
Yeah. This one was a big one that Jeff loved, the Esports Team of the Year.
so ridiculous. Who gives
I'm not reading the nominees for that, because I don't think...
We don't even know who the winner is.
yeah, I don't actually know. I mean, I can read you this. It's Optic Gaming. I've never heard of them. I don't follow that. So. Esports Player of the Year went to Kenny S.,
Go Kenny.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Esports Game of the Year was a Counter-Strike Go.
Stupid.
And that's it for esports. Most anticipated game went to No Man's Sky.
Yes, which is still anticipated because it's never coming out ever.
No, it's coming out.
Sure.
People, I can't believe people are still excited for that
game. That game is going to be so disappointing. Like,
oh,
by
my
now.
God.
It has no choice but to be disappointed.
This is what's going to happen. Hefe's going to be super excited for it. Like, every other game he gets excited for, it's going to be other garbage, and it's going to be so disappointing.
But I think No Man's Sky has the problem of nobody really knows what the fuck that game is.
Exactly.
And so everyone is just building their own kind of crazy expectations to it. And we're going to get this game, and it's going to be like...
A game like that should have been announced like 2 or 3 months before it was released. Not like... It doesn't have enough oomph there for sane gamers to be like, yeah, this is
right.
Going to be great in like 2 years. Yeah, I can't wait. Like, it doesn't... there's not enough there. I mean, obviously I'm wrong, I guess, because people still think it's their most anticipated... Like... What was the categories or like what were the options for most into that's like someone like literally typed in No Man's Sky because
there were five nominees and this was a fan vote, but they had here were the choices: Horizon Zero Dawn, No Man's Sky, Quantum Break, The Last Guardian, and Uncharted 4.
Well, all right, one, where the fuck is Zelda? And two, out of those, I'd give it to Horizon way over...
Is that prehistoric one with the animals like robotic?
It's the Dinobots.
At least that one, like, there's, like, something. Like, how are... Like, don't get me wrong. I was on that train, that hype train, for, like, a month, a solid month. But then I'm like, hold up.
Wait, what the fuck just happened?
There are, like, gameplay videos of No Man's Sky. They look boring.
How did the Packers just win? Is anyone watching this? What happened?
No. They were down by two. That's all.
They were out of time. Their last play was them tossing the ball around, and the play died with a flag, and then all of a sudden they won the game. Like
Lions, probably Lions did at the end. You know,
yep.
Like that, find a way.
Yeah, there was the
last... get like a dead ball penalty with no timeout, time left.
And... whatever. Yahoo's saying the last play was Aaron Rodgers passed to Richard Rodgers for a 61-yard touchdown.
Yeah, of course, not the fucking Cobb. Mm-hmm. God damn it. Cobb's been this biggest disappointment. Ah! I don't want to talk about fantasy football. Anyways, No Man's Sky is just like Napa was saying, is that I don't see how anyone could honestly say that they're going to play that more than like 2 or 3 days.
I hope it turns out good, but I am not.
But
I
what?
I think it's going to be good. I don't know. I'm not hyped about it, but I think it's
going to
be good.
But I mean, like, but what makes you think that, besides like the art direction looks amazing, and like, I like the fact that I can go in and out of planets and do like these great things, but
that was not a touchdown.
What am I doing these planets? Am I just exploring? Am I just exploring? Like, and then is there a story? Am I there? There's so many just things up in the air, and I guess that's why people are still excited, because they do kind of, they're only giving you this small trail, but at some point that trail needs to lead somewhere, you know. Like, there's only so much you can do with art direction, I think. They have to tell you something.
This is true. Let's see. Where was I at? I just moved to a different site for this, because Polygon is all sorts of fucked up. Best narrative went to Her Story over Life is Strange, Tales from the Borderlands, The Witcher, and Until Dawn. I did not play Her Story. Did anybody play Her Story?
No, I didn't.
I hear it's good.
Trending Gamer, which God. Jeff did not believe was a real category. I tried to tell him, like, this was a category last year, which is why I told him that this was. Greg Miller won that, though, so.
At least
Great.
It was
At
one
least it went to a person
I knew.
Who's...
It's the only person I knew.
Dude, I'm actually really surprised by that. Like, considering, like, the fan base of PewDiePie, like,
right.
How the fuck did Greg Miller beat him? Like, that's incredible.
Greg Miller's got a pretty good fan base on his own.
He does. It's very devoted. And PewDiePie has, like, probably, I mean, you know, they're probably not going to be as active as far as, like, rallying around him. They're just,
well,
like,
he doesn't let them comment anymore, so they're pissed.
Oh, he doesn't?
Really? Wow. He disabled comments?
He did.
That's pretty great. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow. Greg gave a nice speech, though. I liked it.
Yeah.
Well, he's always genuine. That's
all. He was just all like, you know, creating games is really, like, thankless job. You work long hours. You don't get paid that much. Blah, blah, blah. And then you put your product out, and there's these people on the internet that are just gonna tear you to shreds over it. And he's like, I just wanna say, like, I'm... you know, very thankful for what you guys do, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that was a nice little speech.
As far as, like, being an ambassador for gaming and, like, good things about gaming, Greg Miller's probably a good choice.
Yeah. I think he's a terrible critic, but...
Yes,
I don't
I
think
do.
He's right.
I think he's a terrible critic. I think he's biased. I think that there's a lot of issues.
But as somebody who is an ambassador, I think he's very good. He's very, enthusiastic about games too. So that,
nice
by
guy.
Bias, I don't mean I just don't like the fact that he has opinions. He has opinions about things where he has relationships with the companies.
True.
And he still covers those games, and that bothers me.
I don't know. I was always like his writing. I was never really super impressed with, but he's a nice guy, fun guy to drink with, as it turns out.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, as dumb as that category is, it turned out about as good as it could have for me. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then he gave a nice speech. So,
best indie game went to Rocket League.
Heyo, I want to play some Rocket League right now.
Yeah,
that's a good ass game.
I missed the boat. No, you get to play it in February, Jeff.
Yeah, but will I get to play it for free is the question.
Probably not.
Don't be that guy, Hefe. Don't be that guy.
Well, dude, that's the only reason everyone plays it, is it was free. It wouldn't have been.
This is 100% true.
Yeah, like, I'm sure it's fun as shit, but, like, would you have dropped $20 on it when it came out if someone said, oh, yeah, it's really fun? You'd be like, soccer, whatever.
It may have done okay, but it would not have had the following.
But would I pay $20 now? Like, I'm probably going to buy that.
Now that you know it,
Now you know that it's good. Yeah,
so it's actually kind of, like, smart on their part. Well, I mean, again, like, but they would have not gotten any money out of me. If it wasn't coming to Xbox, but maybe they'll do the same thing like Massive Chalice did, where it's going to be like one of the games with gold or whatever they're called now.
I think that at this point they're going to be like, well, now it's time to make money off of it.
Well, but they do sell like hats and stuff, right, Fozzie? Like
they sell
skins
like,
and cars and so maybe that's where they think like, hey, we can make our money if we get a lot of people playing it, if we give it to everybody and we can get, you know, even a small fraction of them buying, you know, DLC for it.
There were definitely people who bought DLC for Rocket League because they're like, you know what, I got lots of entertainment out of this for free.
So,
yeah,
so,
like,
so Jeff, money. The Green Bay game, it looks like there was a series of laterals.
Yes, but then
and they committed a face masking penalty.
Yes, and then so they got another play. Yeah, and it was a spectacular touchdown after that. But God damn it, fucking Green Bay, dude, hate you.
Let's blow through the rest of these awards here. Best sports racing game went to Rocket League as well. What was that?
Only sports racing game, I would think. Like,
well, it's sports / racing. So
it's okay.
Sports and racing. So, I mean, it was up against FIFA, Forza, NBA 2K16, and Pro Evo 2016. I'm surprised Madden wasn't on there.
I'm surprised Tony Hawk wasn't on there.
Yeah.
Is that a patch that was bigger than the game was again?
Just release another patch that was bigger than the game? So they've now released two?
They released their patch fixing the game and adding content. It's actually a considerably better game now.
Not enough to play it.
Well, it's not enough. It would have been great if they released it as that. But if you had not bought it and it was like $25 over Black Friday and it had that content out, like, I'd say at $25 it was an okay deal now, but it's not enough for me to go back.
$25 too. So
I played it for like a half hour this afternoon. I was like, oh, it's nice to see they fixed that stuff, but I'm like, it's already over for me. Like, I don't think I'll be going back. But the two new levels they added are better than any of the levels that were in the base game. Like they're gigantic. Like, there's one called Wild West. And it looks like a Wild West town with fucking train tracks everywhere. It's just huge. It's really cool. Why the fuck weren't the original levels that good? What the fuck?
Let's hit some of the bigger ones here. Developer of the year went to CD Projekt Red.
That was a sure sign of things to come.
Yeah. Best art direction went to Ori and the Blind Forest.
Fuck yeah.
Best action adventure game went to Metal Gear Solid 5.
Ooh. Wait, what were the other categories?
Yeah. What were the other ones in there? Let me tell you in 1 second. Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Batman Arkham Knight, Ori and the Blind Forest, and Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'll tell you this, there are two games on there I would have picked above Metal Gear, but
yep,
Metal Gear's not a bad pick.
No,
still a really good game. Best score or soundtrack, Metal Gear Solid 5. That was up against Fallout 4, which I think has pretty good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Halo 5 soundtrack, also pretty good. Ori and the Blind Forest. Jeff, how was the music in that game?
Really good.
So this was pretty good. This is a pretty good category. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt was the other nominee there. So Metal Gear winning that one. Best performance was Viva Seifert for Her Story. And Game of the Year went to The Witcher 3.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Yeah. Well, once CD Projekt Red won developer, I was like, I think it's probably going to go that way, you know?
Right, it's kind of, I mean, like, it could go, it could be like, you know, when they do split director and film up, but...
They do, the Oscars often splits it, but I don't know.
This is a little bit different, yeah. Like, because it's an entire team that you're celebrating, not just one group, one individual, so...
I do think it's kind of dumb, though, how the Oscars often split, like, dude, if it's the best director... Or if it's the best movie of the year, then you kind of have to give that guy best director, in my opinion. Like, I don't get that split. But.
I agree. The argument I've always heard is that just because it's the best film doesn't necessarily mean it had the best direction.
Yeah, but just because a movie's like stylishly directed doesn't mean it should win the best director. I think like sometimes restraint is. I don't know. It's.
I agree. I'm weird. With you on that. So there you go. That's your game awards. We will have our game awards very shortly.
A big moment that we have not discussed though was Jeff Keighley came on stage and said that Hideo Kojima could not be there because Konami said he couldn't.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck, dude?
Konami prevented Kojima from attending the game awards. That's a shame.
They are like. The evilest fuck.
I remember them. They tweeted at each other before the awards. They're like, "Are you ready for this?" That is so
funny. Oh, scary! A weird random thing. When I was driving back from the Dells, I want to say, I saw a weird white Konami van.
A what?
It was like a white van with Konami logos on it.
Okay.
I don't know. I found that kind of strange.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's cool though. You know that Konami is keeping their big developer, who's I guess still under contract. Cause if he wasn't under contract, he'd probably be able to go, right? Like, I mean, he might not be able to accept on behalf of Konami, but I would think he'd be able to go.
I think they're evil. They're just very evil.
Yeah, like, before it was like, alright, a lot of this makes sense from a business standpoint. This just seemed petty and spiteful. Like,
yeah, I don't understand. Well, I mean, they've kind of burnt that bridge, huh?
Like, definitely.
They burned a lot of bridges on their way out.
So.
Just
anyway,
a shame.
Was there any other news this past week?
News. I don't know about news, but can we talk about Polygon's Just Cause 3 review?
Oh, sure. Terrible. Yes, let's do that.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Okay. So they had... It wasn't... The guy who writes most of their editorials, his name escaped me for the moment. Ben Kuchera. He writes lots of really inflammatory, very bombastic editorials.
Very poorly written editorials.
Some of them are very poorly written, it's true. But for some reason, they let him review a game. I don't really believe I've ever read a review that he's written before.
No.
But they let him review Just Cause 3, and I have to say it is the most incomplete and also bombastic review that I have ever read.
I have not read this review.
Against a game that has some rumors of very serious technical issues, like he never addresses that. His review is done on the PC copy, something he never mentions. He never compares it to the console versions. Like, I wonder how a site like Polygon can read this review and say, okay, this is worthy of publishing of the only really AAA game coming out in a week. The review is stunningly bad. Stunningly.
Yeah, and Evidently, it's not like, I mean, Jeff has been playing and he said he hasn't had a whole lot of issues with it.
It's I fucking love Just Cause 3, dude. Like, fucking love it.
But and Ben Gutierrez loves it too.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
But like, that there is like visual evidence out there of the game just not running like well. Like,
I've had zero issues. Nothing.
That's the weird thing too, is when I saw Giant Bomb do the quick look, they didn't have any problems with it. As
yeah,
far
but that's
as
different
they,
from
they
a
were,
review.
They were also running it off of the PC version.
Oh, right? Okay.
I mean, they show, was it Eurogamer? Digital Foundry did a comparison of PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and PS4 and Xbox One consistently dropped like under 20. Like, well, the Xbox One dropped under 20, and the PS4 dropped under 25 numerous times. Like, anytime large action was happening on screen.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't have the eye for that, but I don't know. Like, I definitely had issues throughout my playthrough of Fallout, but like nothing at all in this so far.
You did mention though that it has some heinous loading times.
Yeah, it does, and it does leave a bad like first impression, because in the like the beginning of the game, there's like a lot of like cutscenes setting up the story and like introducing, you know, like you'll get introduced to a mechanic, and then here's another little cutscene, and like, I don't know, setting up a story that like the game itself doesn't care about. But in between all of these, there's like loading thing, like loading screens. It's like, dude, stop taking me out of the game. Like, you gave me a minute of gameplay, and now I have to sit for 2 minutes of loading screen. Like, it gets better as it goes on, because there's less, you know, they let the story get out of the way and stuff. But and definitely when you first load up the game, anytime you like say like full shut down the game, like exit it and everything, and then go back to start it up, you're talking like a minimum 2 minute loading screen. But dude, it's the game is so fucking fun, and it is really pretty. Like, it's the best water I have ever fucking seen, dude. Like, when you're swimming through it, holy shit, it looks amazing.
I mean, it sounds like his review just isn't very, it's not very in depth. Like, it's just a lot of like talking around shit, like, which is what he does. It's kind
right.
of like how he
it
writes stuff.
Exactly like one of his editorials.
Yeah. But like when you're going for a review, you kind of
that's what you call faking it.
Right. Like, I don't actually know how to write a review, but they asked me to do this, so.
Well, it's like when I used to do this all the time in college. It's not taking the time to really delve into the material. It's just writing well enough around the thing. Like, you know, you're faking it. You're not.
His
don't really have anything to say.
The comments are not being kind to him. That is for sure.
And they shouldn't be, but
I'm not even sure.
I don't
if
hate
that's...
him because he wrote this review. It's just not very good.
I'm not even sure if that's on Kuchera though. Like, I kind of blame Polygon Editorial for allowing that to happen.
Why is Arthur Gisa assigning him this review?
Right.
That's not the right review.
Or it's like, I mean, I know Arthur is getting ready to go on vacation from some things that I've read, but it's like, was he just like, I'm done. Like, Fallout's done. I'm out. Like,
see you guys later.
There's nothing else worth coming out. Fuck you all.
To be fair, though, there isn't really a lot to talk about with Just Cause.
Yeah, so I was listening to the Bombcast today, and it seems like it's more Just Cause, and it's just kind of, it's like what Brad described it as two-thirds of a game.
That's good.
Like, there's, like, it's really fun doing the stuff there, but, like, there's no depth to anything. Would you agree?
There was
a
review I read that said it's a 15-minute gameplay loop that goes over, like, repeats itself over and over
for
so,
25
like,
hours.
How do you stretch that into a review where you talk about different mechanics? Like, there's not, like, dude, the game is you blow shit up, and it's really fucking fun. Like,
but how long is the game? Like, how long have you played
it's
it for?
Big.
Because, I mean, like, that to me, like, seems like it might get a little tiresome.
I mean, if you, to me, the best part about like the last two Just Causes is going into like a base and taking it over, like liberating it or whatever. And like, I don't see that ever getting old. It's so fucking fun. And there are different, like, there's some bases that are like really small where it's like, go blow up the generator and go blow up the like satellite dish and you're good. But then there's like, there was one I did earlier today that was like gigantic. It was huge, dude. Like, you couldn't see both ends of the base. And it had like a list of like, I want to say it was like 15 to 20 things that you had to do in order to take it over. Like, blow up 15 generators, you know, blow up this, blow up that. It's all blow shit up. But like, dude, I was in there for a good like hour and a half before I did all the things I needed to do. And then it's cool, once you liberate like an area, like these like little mini challenges, like mini games pop up that you could do, and doing them unlocks you like new upgrades and abilities. And those like little mini challenges are like, I think they're really fun. It's just like little like arcadey mini games, like one of the new things you have in the game is like a wingsuit where you can kind of like fly, and it'll be like fly through the rings and stuff like that. Like, I don't know, like they're basic, but they're, at no point in this game am I ever like not having fun. I don't know, dude, I fucking love it. Like, I love it more than the last one. Tony, you need to get it. You're gonna love it.
Yeah, Tony, do it.
I mean, I will get it eventually. I just have other stuff that I also love.
I will maybe play it. I was not a, and I know you guys were big on Just Cause 2. I did not find the fun as engaging as you guys did. Just, to me, this is kind of like a wait.
Did you ever play multiplayer for it though? Oh my god, so much fun.
That's the thing that's disappointing, is there's no multiplayer. That's like the one thing I'd knock on it. Like, it seems like it would be like a no brainer to make a fun multiplayer.
Yeah. God, that fan made Just Cause 2. Like, a fan made it, and it was just the best.
Yeah, I did not play Just Cause 2 on PC, so I did not play with the mod.
But, Chris, I don't know how much you played Just Cause 2, but what's really fun about these games is, like, or at least I remember it being in 2, but this one as well, is, like, how creative you could get with, like, blowing shit up. Like there's, like, all sorts of crazy ways. Like, say there's a giant fuel container, like, yeah, you could just shoot it, or you could attach a car to it and then reel the car into it and smash it into it. And it's kind of like, I don't know, like, remember like Scream Ride, like during the year, like early in the year, like,
yeah,
like the mode in that where it was just like finding creative ways to like cause a chain reaction. That definitely is like always going on in Just Cause, where it's just like, like, I was just reading in his Ben Kachira's review, it's totally true. Sometimes you could throw a grenade into an area and it sets off a chain reaction of shit blowing up for like 5 minutes. And you're just like, this is amazing, dude. And it looks so fucking good. Like, I don't know, man.
But
I think you give it another chance.
But why does it set off a chain? Like with Scream Ride, you always knew exactly why. Like, because I took out this pillar here, which then hit the dominoes. Like,
yeah,
if I'm just tossing a grenade in, though, like, do you get to see that? Like, is there...
Yeah, like, the towers will be set up in such a way that they'll fall into each other and stuff. Yeah, dude, it's...
But, I mean, if you're just, like, randomly tossing a grenade and then it just sets off, like, a crazy five-minute, like, do you actually get to, like, or is it just like, hey, this is a Michael Bay film, and...
No, you could watch it, like, as it happens. Like, sometimes, like, you'll throw something in and, like, two or three things will blow up and you're just sitting there, like... And then, like, you'll be, like, running in closer to, like, do other shit, and all of a sudden something else catches fire, and then there's a gigantic explosion, and you're like, oh, fuck. And then, like, there's been many times already where, like, I got in too close to some chaos that I created, and then I saw it about to happen. I'm like, oh, no, this is about to blow, too. And then you just go fucking flying 50 feet back. Like, I don't know, dude. It's so... I mean, I guess it is Michael Bay over-the-top stuff, but you could see, like, how everything is coming together. It's not like a scripted thing.
Okay. What else you guys been playing?
Fallout.
Do you have anything to add on NBA 2K16?
It's, you know, NBA
basketball.
2K16. It's really
beer
good. I'm really glad that I'm done with that movie mode.
Okay.
So much better now.
Fallout 4.
I saw that you had picked up Fallout 4 there, Fozzie. How are you liking your time in the Boston wasteland?
I'm enjoying it, just as I imagine Boston would eventually become a dirtier shithole than it is. But
wow,
I kid. No, actually, I like Boston. yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm having. There's almost like too much to take in at first, but
and they don't explain any of it.
No, not at all. Like one of the most frustrating things, but one of the most like rewarding things too, is just building up the cities. But I don't know. There's things about it that I wish were just a little bit more, I guess, like streamlined. It feels like it's just. I kind of want my house to be more perfect than it is. I understand it's a shithole, so it shouldn't be, but I don't know. Like, I just want like more control over that. I feel like I want to build this huge town, but I'm very limited. And God, like trying to connect the power generators to like lamps and stuff is the hardest thing ever. There's just, there's kind of like weird things with that. So
why do you think that's hard?
What?
You think that's hard?
Yeah, in the game, like, I cannot do it for the life of me.
Why? You just need the materials, and then you just click Y or whatever.
No, because, is the generator inside your house, or do you keep it outside?
Put it wherever you want.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, for 15 minutes, I had my generator outside, but it was through a window. I would try to connect the wire to the light. It would not, no matter where I moved the light.
Oh,
like,
I got
fuck you. The game.
Is there a way to wire your house? Like,
yeah, you like little substation thingies. And...
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't played with power except for I helped Prescott or Preston or
sure
set up that town.
Well, but that, then I went with him and we took back a castle or something.
Oh, yeah. I never took the castle. I got to that Marler Queen and I was like,
she's a bitch.
Oh, she's not that bad.
Dude, I hit her with a missile because there's like a missile.
You can hide in the tunnels.
Yeah, I just kept running around and hiding from her and allowing Press, whatever his name is, to get back up and continue to shoot her. Because he will get back up. Like,
yeah. And actually, all those companion people are immortal.
They keep getting up, so you just have to run around. It was ridiculous. I should have recorded it because I ran around for about a half an hour because I was certainly underleveled for it. But
yeah, me too. Like, I think if I went back now, I'd be all right. But, like, I remember I ran inside. I found the missile launcher, and I was like, all right, I'm going to fuck this thing up. And I did, like, a little sliver damage. I was like, okay, never mind. I'm never coming back to this. I just left them there to die. But, yeah.
Continue fighting forever.
The building aspect I only ever used when a mission required me to do it. Otherwise, I didn't build stuff up on my own for any reason. So, like the things that they had me do, it was like, yeah, it might have been a little confusing, but I wasn't trying to like wire a house for lights and shit. Like I was just all right.
I could see how you could totally get lost doing that though.
Yeah, I could
see. Oh man, it's a lot of fun. I've done it.
It's a little clunky.
Yeah, and Jeff, so you're like what around level 25 or so now?
I beat it.
Well, yeah, but like overall.
You beat the game?
Yeah.
Why?
The campaign.
The main story. It keep going after you beat it?
Yeah. You don't even get end credits.
No,
you get a little cutscene, and then it throws you right back in the game.
That's cool. Was it satisfying? Don't spoil it, obviously.
I felt that it was an okay ending to the main quest line, but I also feel like it didn't play up enough of the moral ambiguity of it.
Okay.
If I could get slightly more specific, I guess I'll just leave it at that. Like, I felt like it doesn't make out what's going on to be... You're just kind of, like, you have to kind of decide for yourself what you think of it, but I think I could have really played with it more what side you take in the end.
The game is kind of a little difficult.
I lowered the difficulty right near the end, and I was like, why didn't I do this way earlier? Like, you always feel underpowered, dude. It's like, no matter how much I built up my endurance and shit like that,
right,
and my damage, like, there's a damage resistant perk within that, I always felt like I was running into enemies that were way stronger than me. And then once I lowered the difficulty, I'm like, oh, this feels right now. Like, I was like, damn it, should have lowered the difficulty way earlier.
So I have the guide. Mm-hmm. So there's a map that has the general level of the enemies by area.
By area, okay. Yeah.
So I just stay in the areas that I'm leveled to.
That, yeah, well, yeah. But if you're not using that, like, there's
no. If you're not using that, you'd have no idea.
Yeah, because, yeah, like, they're, so, like, I'm kind of following along the one quest line, and it sends me to that castle. So I had to go. It's a pretty far walk to get there.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, like a, yeah, level like 20 area.
Yeah, so like I was coming across, yeah, enemies that are just like, so I'm like trying to hide and I'm running from everything and my poor dog is dying all the time.
Not you still dying, used but, the dog?
Well, I mean, at that, it was like, I mean, I could have used what's his face, you know, your metal dude.
I used the, yeah, Nick Valentine.
I haven't met.
That's who,
like,
I used.
I have not gone to Diamond City yet. Like, I was,
what?
Just,
wow.
Really?
Wow.
I constantly was going back there to heal myself and do this and that.
That's like the first place that you should go.
That's like your hub.
Well, it's like that seems to be like what the main quest is, but like then they keep giving me all these other quests like right around. So I'm like, oh, well, this one's selected, so I'll just do this one. So yeah, I have not gone, like, right now the main quest is like listed at the bottom. I'm like, I'll just continue to do these ones at the top.
So you're going, you, I know you usually just like do the main.
I'm just like going around and fucking around with the side quests and.
Well, shit. At least once you get to it, you'll.
I should be leveled up enough prepared, that, yeah, it won't be a problem. But. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
I enjoyed it, dude. Like, I know there's people that are like, this fall game sucks and it's not what we wanted out of it. It's like, I don't know. I like all of them. Like,
what,
I like 3D.
What,
I like Vegas.
What did they want out of it, though? Like,
I don't see
it's
how
more Fallout.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's people that are like, this is not the Fallout that I like knew and loved. It's like, yeah, it's exactly how I remember it, but with like.
Right. I don't remember it being any different from what.
This, yeah.
Is. Like, just, outside of, I find VATS to be kind of useless.
I love VATS. That's all I use, dude. That's all I played through the whole game. You shoot things without using VATS?
Yeah.
It feels so bad. Like, it doesn't.
Oh, well, the shooting is, it's improved. It is not good.
I love VATS.
Improved, but
like,
yeah, like, I can pull headshots off from.
Oh, I use my sniper rifle all the time without VATS. Yeah.
God, I'm that's using, so weird. Like, I'm using rifles, like, longer range weaponry. I do like how, you know, if somebody gets up on you, though, that I can quickly shift to, like, a shotgun. And just, like, hip fire at them and they'll explode.
I use VATS as a crutch to get through all the Fallouts. And especially, I think, in this one and the last one, I got the Mysterious Stranger perk.
Okay.
Which, I don't know if you guys have used that. It's, like, this really cool, like, noir detective guy will like show up and it'll be like doo-doo-doo, and it'll fucking shoot someone for you. Like, you have like, it's, you know, like you have a percentage chance of this dude showing up. But it's cool because even if it's like a dude you could not put a dent in, if the Mysterious Stranger shows up, he one shot kills
anything.
Yeah. And you could upgrade like what percentage chance there is of him showing up.
And
so, like,
you have to use VATS for him to show up, right?
Yeah, yeah. He'll show up in VATS. Like, yeah, yeah. So, like, definitely, like, he took out some big motherfuckers for me, like, later on in the game that would have been trouble, you know?
That's cool.
I fucking love that perk. It's so cool.
It's Just Cause 3, Fallout 4, NBA. Anybody else play anything?
Or Rock Band.
Yeah, I've been playing Rocket League like a fucking madman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rock Band and Rocket League.
Not much that's said there.
No, it's Rock Band and Rocket League. I finished Assassin's Creed Unity.
Okay.
Ooh, how was that?
That game is really good. Surprisingly, because, you know, if this was this time last year, it would have been broken.
Sure.
Oh, that was the one that released last fall?
Yeah, last year. That game was pretty excellent, though. I enjoyed the story. I thought Arno was okay. I think they tried to make him a little too Ezio.
Sure.
But he was better than Connor. I found him more enjoyable than like Edward or Shay from Rogue and Four. I like the kind of the storyline that, you know, he's in love with the Templar girl, and how they both kind of go off script. Like by the middle of that, neither of them are really associated with their groups anymore. So then there were these things called rifts in the game, and they were really cool. So like there was one that kind of puts you when the Statue of Liberty is being built. So yeah, you're climbing up the Statue of Liberty, and then there's one where you are in occupied France during World War II, and you're climbing up the Eiffel Tower
with the spotlights.
Yeah, it's a great level, like just fantastic. Some of the best stuff that Assassin's Creed's ever done, like really, really good. I really liked Unity, and then I started Syndicate. That game is really good too, and the map is way bigger.
Is it?
Yeah, like, but everything has to be bigger because they've introduced carriage driving now.
Right.
So it's kind of like late 1800s, early 1900s. I don't know exactly when this one takes place, but it's like Industrial Revolution London, and you know, cobblestone streets, and you're driving around your horse and carriage. It's quite entertaining. I like that the dual protagonist system where you can switch between Evie and Jacob. Not necessarily on the fly, but like you can choose to be which one you want at
That's
certain
good.
Times. And Evie is a much better character than Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's actually really cool. But you can, so you gain experience as you play, and as you level up, they both level independently. They have their different skill trees, but all the experience you gained is pooled. So, like, if Evie levels up because you've been playing her more, if you need to use Jacob, he has all the same amount of skill points that you can dump in. So you're never underpowered as one or the other. It's a lot of fun. Like, if you like Assassin's Creed, so Jeff will hate it.
Yep.
But, I think it's really cool.
When will you guys turn on this garbage Never. Series?
I mean,
it started, like, the cracks have started to appear, but you still play.
The cracks have appeared and disappeared because they.
Yeah, because, like, Unity was broken when it launched, but it was actually a really good game. Although the multiplayer, I did play a piece of the multiplayer in Unity, and that shit is broken. Like, it just doesn't work very well. Mm. Like, it was cool. Like, I got randomly invited. I just must have happened to be in the area where somebody was looking for another player, and I joined him, but there was so much lag that it was near impossible to play. I did get the achievement for completing the mission, though, so.
Nice.
But yeah, Syndicate tosses all that shit out the door, and it plays really well. I think it's a very, very good Assassin's Creed game so far. And, Jeff, you're not a fan.
Nope. I'm excited to play it. I have it installed. I'm ready to go. I think I might play Rise of the Tomb Raider first, though.
I think you should.
Yeah, I mean, Rise of the Tomb Raider won't take you as long either. Assassin's Creeds have always taken me. I think I finished Unity the quickest, besides Rogue, which was kind of a half game.
Absies.
Yeah, like Unity took me 23 hours. This looks like it's probably more of that, so it's probably another 20 to 30 hour game, where Rise of the Tomb Raider took about 15 hours or so.
Yeah, like, oh, and by the way, my time for Fallout was right around the 30 hour mark.
Okay.
But that was with minimal fucking around once I got, like, to
the beat the campaign in 30 hours?
Yeah.
Oh.
But once I got around to maybe the 15 hour mark, I was only really doing, like, main quest stuff for the most part. I did a few, like, here and there, like, one-off little ones, but...
Jeff quick played Fallout. That's a bad piece.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to, but, like, I really kind of... I kind of want to, like, 100% that map, like, find all the areas and, like, really build up my charisma and my luck and see, I don't know. We'll see if I get around to it.
Get your level up to 50.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to really play with Fallout more and Tomb Raider. Like, both of those games I want to go back to.
The game I keep going back to is The Witcher 3.
Game's really good.
But you haven't even beaten that yet, have you?
No, but I put what has almost 50 hours into it now.
I don't think you beat The Witcher 3. I think you just give up.
Just
yeah, I think that seems to be the case.
I know I am now in the second act. It took me 40 hours to get to the second act, but I'm finally there.
Out of how many?
Three.
Okay.
And it, the first act is the longest one. Yeah. So I am now back at the castle area. Where the Witchers live. That game's a lot of fun. I know it's another one Jeff does not like, but
I played through all Witcher 2. I played maybe 3 hours or 4 hours of Witcher 3, and just I don't like it, dude. I don't like anything about it almost.
I mean, in terms of role playing games, I enjoy the storytelling in The Witcher 3 far more than what's in Fallout. Like, they're very different.
But, yeah, I can agree with that.
Like, that, there's, like, I went on a 3-hour side quest in The Witcher that probably had more story than most games I've played this year.
that is...
Like, and it's a side quest. Like, you didn't have to engage in it at all. And it was, like, really well thought out, really well put together. And, like, the level design, the enemies you fight... the character development you get from it was all, like, top-notch.
I could see that. I like the story in Fallout. It's like, you know me, like a lot of games I don't pay attention to the story, and I pay attention to the story in Fallout, and I thought it was pretty good. Like,
the main quest, right?
Yeah, but I generally, like, I pay attention, like, somehow, like, a lot of games, when it goes to cutscene, like, I stop paying attention, right. And, like... In Fallout, like, no matter what I was doing, I was always really kind of engaged in what was going on.
I need to go back in Fallout and play the main quest because it's actually fascinating to me, like, you know. And I should. Normally I have this impulse to immediately do the main quest because there should be this urgency, especially since they stole my kid.
Yeah. Like, right? That's the I laughed early on about. I was like, why am I doing side shit when I'm
right,
trying to find
right, right.
It's like, but... I've kind of just given up on that, like, Fallout the game, it's just like, it just go with it. You've been asleep for 200 years, your kid being...
You don't even know when your kid was taken.
Right, he could have been taken, you know, 5 years into you being asleep, like...
That's the sneakiness of it.
Right, so it's like, I'm just gonna fuck around with the side shit here, and eventually I'll do the main quest, and I'll probably really enjoy it, but... The Witcher just does... It's storytelling, like, in all aspects of it, like, side quest and its main quest, like, really, really well done.
And can I say something real quick, Hefe, for it? I was in that same boat as you, and it probably wasn't until, like, maybe 10, 15 hours into Witcher 3 when it started to, like, click for me. It literally just, like, everything started to flow so much better, and so maybe people just hit that point at different times.
But right, because, like, there's some people that, like, they do that, was it the Bloody Baron quest?
Sure.
Like, and that seemed to be a point where people were, like, get, like, really hooked into it.
And that didn't happen. Like, and I left it for a long time. I came back and left it. I came back, and, yeah, I remember, like, there was one time where I was like, all right, I'm invested in this story, like, feeling confident now. Yeah.
I think Jeff not liking it also goes to just, like, kind of like not every game works for everybody. Like,
Also though, for me, it comes to a point. Like, dude, I played through all of the previous one. Don't remember anything about the story. Don't like, and I didn't really care for the game. And then I put some time in the new one, and it wasn't changed.
I mean,
enough for
yeah,
me.
He's not like, very
the gameplay, right? The gameplay wasn't fixed enough for me to want to keep going. Like, yeah, it was really pretty, and maybe the story's amazing, but, like, I still did just disliked the combat and stuff like that, so...
Yeah.
Just fine.
Yeah.
How dare you, Jeff?
But it's just... I just kind of find that a little weird, because you're a big Dark Souls guy, like... I feel that...
It feels way different.
No, not... I mean, yeah, obviously, like, I feel like Dark Souls probably... maybe a lot quicker as far as, like... well, not quicker, but it's I guess, like... It's more...
Know.
Yeah, it's more demanding, but at the same time, like... You know, the bosses, they can only... They only take sometimes only a few hits, too. You know? Like you might take a few hits, but the bosses are kind of in the same way. Witcher, I feel like it's kind of even more like, okay, you could take a lot of hits, but the bosses have a lot of HP as well.
I don't know.
Again, but I still think there's a lot of kind of like tugging and pulling between, like back and forth, and that's kind of what makes Dark Souls so much fun. And maybe Witcher isn't at that level unless you played it like the hardest difficulty, but it's certainly there. You can't
take
anyone for advantage. Like, can't take anyone regarding that.
I see what you're saying, but I think also mechanically they feel different, like the
controls
in general.
Right.
Like, maybe The Witcher's controls are easier than Dark Souls, maybe, but I just don't like the controls in Witcher. I just
there's a different type of momentum to The Witcher than there is to Dark Souls. Like, there's a different weight to how Geralt like wields his weapons.
Sure,
and I could see not enjoying it, like. Sometimes I get a little frustrated with them, but I'm also not necessarily playing the game for the combat. Though you do a lot of fighting, like I'm playing it because like I'm invested in the story that I'm getting out of it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh well. What are you guys playing this week? Tony, are you gonna start Tomb Raider? Yeah.
I gotta play some more Fallout. I think I've been playing that game for a really long time.
We've got like less than a couple weeks here, right?
Yeah, we got
the game here, the 13th or something.
We got about less than 2 weeks before we sit down to talk.
So I mean, it's getting down. I feel like I need to beat Rise of Tomb Raider, but I want to be perfectly honest. Like, it's not gonna be my game of the year for sure. But that being said, I would still like to play it so that I can, put in my 5 cents or whatever. 2 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that and Fallout, I think, are, like, the last two games that I'm going to feel somewhat pressured to beating.
Right. I'll keep you busy. You got 10 days, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. But I still kind of want to still play Rocket League a lot. And actually, and this is a bad time to get like into Destiny, like
yeah.
It absorbed with that. So I mean, yeah, I just need to focus, hunker down, get it.
We're all doomed.
Tomb Raider, you could do in a couple days.
Yeah.
Fallout, I don't know, dude. It took me like a month.
I mean, obviously, like running. you probably get like 15 hours of Fallout. You're gonna get. A good sense, at least. I mean, you can say that with any game. You know? Unless, like, the ending makes the game.
Or breaks it.
That's true. Sure. Mass Effect 3, you could say that.
And that new Halo content coming this month.
Halo content? What?
Yep. What's Halo?
It's that awesome game that
you should
play. I've been too busy with Fallout, man. Like, Fallout, like, really absorbs me, dude. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying Halo, honestly.
I have
more than any shooter in a while.
Yeah, I've played a ton of Halo. I think I've over 200 matches played now.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, they announced that there will be free new DLC every month, including maps, and then armor, you know, the cosmetic stuff and stuff for Warzone.
What are they going to make us pay for then? I don't understand.
They're not. Because they're selling those rec packs and people are buying
money off of rec packs.
They are. They evidently made $400,000 off of rec packs in the first like 2 weeks that the game.
Are you insane? Are you?
Am I insane? No.
No. Chris is not insane, but someone else is insane. Yeah,
somebody is buying that shit.
God bless America.
I haven't felt the need to buy. Like,
I don't see the point of it really.
I guess if you played so much that you had
like with Warzone, like I could understand like people going crazy. It's like, oh my god, I need to get a Scorpion for my next Warzone or whatever.
But I guess if you're playing a
I'm also not trying to validate what.
Well, no, because I'm trying to think. Like, I have Scorpions in my card packs. So. Like, it's just like I don't play enough Warzone that it makes a whole lot of sense to me.
I have to be honest, Mass Effect 3 multiplayer is still the best use of, like, those, like, card packs I've ever seen, and they're still, like, the only thing I've ever spent money on, like, pack-wise, and I spent, like, at least, like, 20 or 30 bucks in that game. Because it was so good. Oh, God, there's so many good... Oh, I miss it. I really, really like that multiplayer.
It's a lot of fun. We should play some of that this weekend.
Yeah, we should.
Don will be back soon, so he's all over.
Come back, Don. Where is Don?
He was on some sort of business trip or something. I don't really know. But Forge is coming as well. That was announced. I believe that'll be in the next update. So, you know, if you would like to forge stuff, I don't build maps. I do want somebody to build, and hopefully somebody that listens to this knows how to actually do shit in Forge. I want them to remake Prisoner from Halo 1, because I really want to see how fast the game plays on a really, really small map. Because I don't, like, you guys have played Halo 1. You probably played on that map, too, that's in the prison structure. It's, like, really, really fast. Like, you already die quickly because of... Like, you don't have the Spartan abilities. You're not moving really fast either. But you die super fast in that. Or you can. Like, and I just... I think with the Spartan abilities, that kill time would jump significantly. And it would be, like, pure mayhem. I'd only want to play it once, but...
So make this map for Chris if you play it once.
Make it for me so we play it once, but I think it would be really funny to take a look at. Also, I think it would shut some people up in terms of them saying that, you know, the game has been slowed down. I should also stay off the Halo forums.
That would be a good decision.
Yeah.
For your sanity.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll be back next week. And we're getting really close to talking about Game of the Year, so you guys ready?
No.
Well, I'm prepared. I'm prepared gameplay wise. I've played through the games I needed to, I think. But
you haven't played enough of the Game of the Year, though.
Physically?
Yeah. Huh?
No.
You haven't played enough of the Game of the Year.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Pac-Man 256. That'll probably be on my list.
Total War Attila. Sign me up.
Right. I forgot about that one. I should add that to my list to play this weekend. Probably not going to do that, but...
No. Maybe not enough time.
No, that's like another 40-hour game, so...
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know where this is going. It's been a crazy year for games, so... I don't know where we're going to end up. But we'll be back next week to talk about, to wrap up kind of talking about the games we've been playing for the year. Do we know if Don is getting that Rainbow Six game?
He had it paid off the last I knew.
So
I feel bad for him because it doesn't sound good.
It's another Don stinker.
Yeah, that one, it sounds so bad too. Like it's basically a free-to-play game that you have to pay $90 to get at all, So it's a $60 game, and then it has a $30 season pass. And the way they're doing their character unlocks is super gross. Like, it's like a rotational thing, kind of like Dota or League of Legends does,
Except
where
you paid $60 for the game.
right, but you can like buy the characters, or you can play the ones that are there. It's like, this is really weird. Somebody at Ubisoft should be put down. We gotta get him on to talk about that game. I need to know how bad it is. The Don's always optimistic, though, so I don't know.
Maybe he liked it.
Yeah, and then we'll feel bad. There's really no Don talk bad about it. All right, Fozzie, say goodnight.
Good night.